from the Radio Ranch in the heart of Liberty, Texas. It's the Bombastic Blogcast for Wednesday, September the 4th, 2024. I'm the G-Man, Dan Gallo.
Hey, G-Man.
Either yourself. Defender of the peace, keeper of the justice, purveyor of truth, the kid with the patriotic red, white, and blue eyes, and one heck of a nice guy. Let's get things officially started with...
The Daily Denogram.
Yep, words of wisdom, words of inspiration, brain droppings, or noggin nuggets, you get to make the call. It says here, it's difficult to go with the flow when you're swimming upstream. Mm-hmm. But more often than not, it's well worth the effort.
Good man.
Let's move along now to the so-called educational part of this big blogcast.
Twisted history.
Here we go.
Gather round, kids, because a lot of things happen on this day throughout history.
That'll be good.
Some cool, some not so cool.
I hope it is.
Just the same. You need to know your twisted history.
Yes, you do.
You might be quizzed.
Well, there you go. Well, kids, it was on this day in 1888, George Eastman registered the trademark Kodak and received a patent for his camera that uses roll film, thereby creating a whole new industry of camera shops, film processing labs, new photographers, and paparazzi. Yeah, the paparazzi are that layer of scum at the bottom of that industrial chain. And it was on this day in 1950, Darlington Raceway was the site of the inaugural Southern 500, the first 500-mile NASCAR race. The cars were stock right out of the dealership. No seat belts, no roll cages, just dumb luck. And in the case of a crash, the only thing you could hope for was to get thrown from the car and have a soft landing. Ah, yes. Those were the good old days.
Something's wrong with you.
Before we get started, I want to roll through some of the headlines that are prime that I think you might be interested in. We had two U.S. Marines ambushed and assaulted by a mob in Turkey. Things are turning pretty ugly. Gee, how about this foreign diplomacy from the Biden-Harris administration, huh? FBI issued ransomware attack advisory after 210 organizations were compromised. And let's see, what else? Donald Trump is going to appear on the Lex Fridman podcast. Says here, a pollster is claiming that Trump can trounce Kamala Harris in a debate with these key questions. We might actually look into that story. But I think that Donald Trump, if he would just stick to the issues, can easily trounce Kamala Harris. NBC was forced to issue a correction after the host of the program in question said that Kamala Harris was at the dignified transfer of those 13 servicemen and women who were killed in the Afghanistan exit. They call that Abbey Gate. And apparently she was not there. Tulsi Gabbard was on CNN over the weekend and she embarrassed, I mean totally mortified, the host. I believe that was Dana Bash. She calls herself Dana Bash, but it's only one N. If it's one N, it's Dana. Like the actor Dana Andrews. If it's Dana, it would be D-A-N-N-A. Then again, in this strange world, what's the saying? These days, everything is weird and nothing is normal. True. And a group of veterans who served with Tim Walz are calling him out, referring to him as an habitual liar. A lot of interesting stuff that we could be talking about today, but it depends on how quickly I eat up the 30 minutes. I went, like, what was it the other day? I went 32 minutes. Oh, horrors. Anyhow, I thought you might like to know this. This is an important story where we have a group of leading Japanese researchers who've just issued a chilling warning after uncovering links between COVID mRNA shots and surging rates of heart failure among young American teenagers. Now, the warning was issued by a team of biomedical researchers affiliated with the Japanese Society of Toxicology. And after uncovering the links during a major study, the scientists raised the alarm during the 51st annual meeting of the Japanese Society of Toxicology. Now, the researchers analyzed official U.S. government data for citizens aged zero, in other words, birth to 64 years old. Now, the data was extracted from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, you know, the CDC, and as well as the CDC's Vaccine of Adverse Event Reporting System. And the researchers looked at data for U.S. citizens for 2022. They're finding heart failure has been surging in younger age groups since the COVID mRNA injections were rolled out for public use. And the Japanese researchers sought to identify the cause of heart failure surge and reveal which age groups are most at risk. So, there's not much else to report from this particular story, but I thought you might like to know this. If you have kids who are now in their early 20s, who were vaccinated in their teens, you might want to let them know about this, because the ugliness of this is probably not going to rear its head for some time. However, again, we go back to that case of the 17-year-old high school football player who had pains in his legs, took him to the hospital because he passed out on the field, and they withdrew 6 feet of blood clots from his legs. Now, he's able to walk but not well, never going to play football again. And some of the ugliness of this fast-tracking of this vaccine is finally rearing its ugly head. I don't know. My heart's broken on this. It really is. I took the first two shots because where I was working at the time said, look, you have your choice. You can either take the COVID test once a week. That's where they jab a great big long-handled Q-tip up your nostril. And the company, in all fairness to the company, they said that they would pay for the tests. But I would have to take a test once a week or take the vaccine. So I took the first shot. 4 days from the date of my second shot, I got laid off. And I took the second shot anyhow. Now, I haven't been experiencing any side effects. Legs are fine, arms are fine, heart is fine. Been to my doctor a couple of times since then, and everything checks out where the ticker's concerned. But maybe I'm just lucky. Left-leaning pollster Frank Luntz was on CNN Monday, and he said former President Trump has the ability to question Vice President Harris on issues that she won't be able to address during their upcoming presidential debate. And as you know, or as you probably know, Harris and Trump are scheduled, there's the key word right there, scheduled to debate on September 10th on ABC News. And Luntz was on CNN Monday, suggested that Trump ask Harris about inflation, policy, and how life under his administration compared to hers and President Joe Biden's. Every American with a half-functioning brain can answer those questions, and they don't benefit Harris. Unfortunately, we have too many idiots, and if you don't believe me, go to YouTube one day and just type in Jay Leno's jaywalking. And watch Jay Leno as he interviews people on the street and just revel in the run-of-the-mill ignorance of the average American. It'll stun you. But just the same, here's what Luntz had to say.
The debate is everything.
Everything.
When the voter sees side-by-side the two candidates and they listen to what they say, not just in the answers, it's the body language. Is there contempt? Does someone fold their arms? Do they look at the individual when they're speaking? Do they seem presidential in their approach? For Trump, can he keep quiet? Can he actually listen to a response, or does he have to respond to everything? For Harris, does she seem open-minded? Does she seem willing to take in information, not just project? Each one of them has different goals for that debate, but each one in the end has to prove that they're ready, not just for that moment, but voters are thinking, who do I want to represent me 2 years from now, 3 or 4 years from now? That's why Biden had to step aside when he did. And that's the challenge for Harris right now. You know, she did not do well in her presidential debate. She did not shine. And now she has to prove she has the capability to do it. And Trump has to prove that he doesn't treat her rudely, obnoxiously, because he lost a lot of female voters in 2020 who would have voted for him over policy, but would not vote for him because of his persona. If I was advising the campaign right now, which I do not, I'd say to him that silence, in some cases, is the best language. That silence, because he has questions that he can ask that she can't answer. Why did inflation get so high under your administration? What exactly are you going to do? If your policies caused it, what can you do to solve it? And most importantly, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? It's not my question. That was Ronald Reagan's question. If he asked that question plainly, he will be successful. I don't believe he has the ability to do so.
Now, to be clear, Frank Luntz leans left. But, as you recall, back on Thursday of last week, Kamala ventured into friendly territory, CNN, and Dana Bash, who was anchoring the interview for her first, for Harris's first sit-down interview since launching her campaign back in July. That was July 21st. And Luntz said back on Friday that he wasn't impressed by Harris during the interview and asserted that she must perform better in her debate against Trump. And I don't think she's going to do it. But quite frankly, and I hate to have to be this honest, Trump is going to have to exercise an awful lot of self-control. Because it's his personality that always gets him in trouble. And it's not that he has to be careful because Harris is so smart. She's not. She's a complete airhead. She's never had an idea that she didn't steal from somebody else. In fact, most recently, Donald Trump. But Trump has got to retain, he's got to establish self-control. Now, he debated Biden on the 27th of June, you remember that, and he actually did very well because he was very much self-controlled. Somebody got to him before he went on the air with that. And Biden's dismal performance was what led to all of this, which is what led to Kamala Harris running for president. But then again, if any of us are going to be honest, there was no way on God's green earth that Joe Biden could continue. Well, isn't this interesting? The German government claims, oops, we miscounted, after the right-wing party over there, the AfD, won the elections. All right, first of all, who is the AfD? Well, AfD stands for Alternative für Deutschland, or Alternative for Germany. And they're right wing. They're probably, I guess the best analogy I could draw, and not just best, but most accurate analogy would be they are the German version of MAGA. Okay? They believe in curbing immigration. But the leftists over there in Germany are claiming that the election was stolen. But just the same, the 1st of September brought a huge win for Germany's version of MAGA, Alternative for Germany. And basically, they want the same things that we MAGA lovers do. And that is, they want borders, they want mass deportations. And as the kids say, they're based. Now, Eva, gosh, I wish I could pronounce her last name, Vlaardingerbrück. Eva Vlaardingerbrück. She tweeted, with 33.5% of all votes, AfD just became the largest party with the German federal state of Thuringia. And I hope I pronounced that right. And the second largest in Saxony with 31.5%. No small feat, I will tell you that. And amazing news, if even the Germans stop being intimidated and are rising up, there's real hope for the rest of Europe. And, you know, when you look at Germany's economy, Germany's economic power, I mean, it was apparent already in the early 1950s, 9 years after the Nazis had to surrender, after Germany was beaten and destroyed in World War II. 9 short years afterward, there was the economic miracle of Germany. If you don't know anything about it, you really need to look it up. Go to Google, go to any search engine that you favor, and read the story of Germany's economic miracle in the early 1955, 56, in that area. Oh my God, Germany as an economic power was on fire. And you would think that Britain would be the big economic power in Europe. It is not. It's Germany. So as Germany goes, so goes Europe. And when it comes to German issues, German political issues, my God, you may as well tear a page out of the United States. But wokeness is something that the AfD is very much against. And they make it very plain in their political ads. Anti-wokeness. So now you have the left in Germany who are trying to cling to power. And that's all they want. The left wants power. They want the power. In any given country, wherever you go in the world, the left wants the power. And they'll do anything to cling to power. Look at that. They already tried to assassinate Donald Trump. Now, they actually fined, the German government fined a party member, an AfD party member, for simply posting a statistic online. So, and the site, the Twitter site or the X site, End Wokeness, tweeted, German politician of the AfD party, Marie Theresa Kaiser, was just convicted and fined $6,000 plus. Her crime? Posting statistics showing that Afghan immigrants are disproportionately committing sexual assault in Germany. So this is the way the left in Germany is, right? And of course, it's the left that's running the German government at the present time. I don't know how much longer that'll be the case. But yeah, if you speak out against the criminal element of the immigrants, the Muslim immigrants into Germany, you will be fined. Gee, where's freedom of speech here in this equation? Doesn't seem to be very present, does it? Now, they're going to be very furious. The rest of the country there is going to be very furious to see the AfD gain political ground, but I think it's inevitable. And it seems liberals are the same, no matter what country. First, they protested in the streets, and now they're getting just downright violent everywhere. There was a really nasty case where extremists took to the streets in Dresden, beautiful city, restored from nothing but pure rubble. And Dresden, amazing place, used to be in East Germany. And they had extremists take to the streets there following the success of the AfD party. And it's almost understandable because these leftists are commies, right? Well, Dresden is in the former East Germany. Still a lot of communist sentiment there. But, you know, I mean, the stark difference between communism and free enterprise, you know, communism and freedom is what I prefer to call it. You know, it was so apparent back in, what was that, 90, 91, when the Berlin Wall came down. God, what a beautiful thing that was. Sometimes I like to just go to YouTube and look at the old newsreels again. A good friend of mine sent me as a gift a piece of the Berlin Wall, and I have it right here in my console desk in my studio, and I'm going to cherish that thing because I was in high school when they built the Berlin Wall, and I was taking German, and we used to get the Der Spiegel newsreels from Germany, and we watched the construction of the Berlin Wall in those newsreels. So seeing that wall come down was wonderful. But just saw a great movie Saturday night? Saw Reagan. Dennis Quaid is excellent in this movie. But it was a great movie. And man, I mean, I found myself blubbering like a kid when we got to the part in the film where President Reagan said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And God, I miss Ronald Reagan. But anyhow, I think if there is a God, eventually the AfD in Germany might win a significant majority to at least balance against the left. The country that has become Germany since 1945 is typically German, and I would argue must be kept German. You know, diversity is great. I love diversity. I love Houston because of its diversity. Man, Houstonians eat better than anybody else around the world. And diversity is great. And diversity is good for Germany. And Germans treat diversity very well. But sometimes I think they go just a little bit too far. I don't know, chalk it up to guilt over what happened during the Nazi era. That was 12 years of Germans' history. And unfortunately, that's all Germany is in danger of being remembered for. But for crying out loud, let Germans be Germans. They're great people, great engineers, doctors, good lawyers too. But man, nobody knows how to put together an economy the way the Germans do. And again, I go back to the economic miracle of 1954, 5, and 6. What an exciting period, not just for Germany, not just for Europe, but for the entire world to watch this country build itself back. And they did it themselves. Had a little assistance from the United States and some of the allies, particularly during the Berlin airlift, which, wow, what a story there. But man, you know, here again, to point out how do-it-yourself, I call it do-it-yourselfish, the Germans are, when the planes landed during the Berlin airlift at Tempelhof Field in Berlin, they didn't have to recruit for volunteers to unload the planes. They were already there. The young men of Berlin were there to unload the planes. And they worked and they worked and they worked, and they got themselves to the point where they could unload a C-54 in roughly 5 minutes so that plane could take off, fly back out, and get some more supplies and bring them in. What an amazing story. I can't say enough for the German people. I can criticize them, too, because I'm from largely a German family. And when I criticize the Germans, it's because I think they have... And it's just my opinion, okay? But I think sometimes they have a little too much guilt. I'm not saying that they shouldn't feel guilty about what happened, but, you know, there's hardly a German alive anymore who was alive during that period of 12 years that the Nazis had that country and were holding that country hostage. Okay? If you know anything about the history, you understand how they got there. But that's not the issue anymore. What have they done since 1945, since May of 1945? What have they done? And my God, the contributions of the German nation, just amazing. And one thing that gave me goosebumps recently, it was right after the October 7th attack. The Brandenburg Gate in Berlin was lit up. It was illuminated with projected images of the Israeli flag. Those are the German people. A pair of United States Marines stationed in Western Turkey have been ambushed and assaulted by members of a local anti-American group. Now, you shouldn't panic over this because we have quite a few anti-American groups right here in America. So you don't read too much into this. But what happened was there was a statement issued on, what was it, Monday? U.S. Embassy in Turkey said on social media, X to be specific, that the two service members were from the USS Wasp. The Wasp is a multi-purpose amphibious assault ship, huge, and capable of doing any one of a number of things. And it's currently docked in the port of Izmir. So the embassy said, quote, "We can confirm reports that U.S. service members embarked aboard the USS Wasp were the victims of an assault in Izmir today and are now safe. We thank Turkish authorities for their rapid response and ongoing investigation." According to a statement from the Izmir local governor's office, five other U.S. soldiers saw the incident from a distance and helped their fellow Marines. Local authorities took 15 suspects into custody and investigations are ongoing. No service members were detained by authorities. Now, the U.S. Defense Department says the USS Wasp arrived in the region on September 1st for a regularly scheduled port visit after a joint training with Turkish military ships in the Mediterranean. Now, to be clear, U.S.-Turkish relations are a bit chafed But the situation is definitely not dire yet. Now, in two separate September 2nd posts and videos on X, the Turkey Youth Union, known as the TGB over there, a youth offshoot of the nationalist opposition Vatan Party, claimed responsibility for the attack. That's one thing, you know, when they start claiming it, they've got a beef with you, for sure. They're trying to send a message. And in the videos, two men in civilian clothing can be seen surrounded by multiple assailants. Chants of Yankee go home are heard in the background as both men call for help, and a sack is placed over one of their heads. According to the TGB, the assault was connected to Israel's ongoing war against Hamas in Gaza. Duh. And to uproot U.S. imperialism and its collaborators from our lands. I mean, I understand that sentiment. I understand it. Don't have to like it, but I understand it. And the group said, "We put sacks on U.S. soldiers serving on the largest attack ship of the USA, USS Wasp." I hate to say this, but that ship by itself could probably lay waste to the entire country of Turkey, but I won't go there. And further said, U.S. soldiers who carry the blood of our soldiers and thousands of Palestinians on their hands cannot defile our country. Every time you step into these lands, we will welcome you as you deserve. So in other words, when your ship pulls into a Turkish base, stay on the ship. The United States has ramped up its military presence in the Middle East, primarily because of the unrest and ongoing war following that October 7th attack on the part of Hamas. That was a massacre. That was mass murder. Call it by any other name, it's still mass murder, what Hamas did. And the only way you're going to put an end to this is to wipe out Hamas. And our government, our current government, the Harris-Biden-Obama government, is not allowing Israel to wipe out Hamas. And if you would just give Israel the go-ahead to do it, we wouldn't have to lift a finger. To the Comedy Corner with Colin Chamberlain.
It's so hard to do things. It's hard to do anything. It's hard to eat well. Do you know how hard it is to be healthy? We have 17 types of water. Water. We have too many choices. Sparkling, mineral, tap, Glacier. I'm okay. Is shower available? Do you have that type? Because that's where I'm getting most of my water. Like this. That's where I'm... The majority of the water that I'm getting is me just going, I'm good. Like, that's... It's so hard. It's hard to do anything. All the food is bad. Don't try to eat anything. Whatever diet you're on, it's not right. I'm telling you right now. There's nothing you can do. McDonald's is actively trying to kill us. Every single time they come out with a new item. Recently, they had a secret menu. They go, oh, this is McDonald's secret menu. And they had, this is 100% true, they had something called the Land, Air, and Sea, which was a fish sandwich, a chicken sandwich, and a burger on one bun. Wouldn't it just be easier if they followed you home and killed you? You know, wouldn't it just save everybody some time? You know, they just give you the bag and one run right, just take them out. It's crazy. What is the toy in the Happy Meal? A defibrillator? You're gonna need it. That's nothing works. You can't eat anything. That's why the only time people lose weight is when they're sick. That's the only thing you could do is just be so ill you can't eat. That's the only way you're going to lose weight. You look at a friend, you go, you look amazing. What happened? They're like, I had the flu for 2 weeks. I was on death's door. I'm like, wow, are you still contagious? Because I have a wedding and I have been snacking a lot. So tough. I've been trying. I try hard to eat well, but I don't succeed. The other day, all I had for lunch was a turkey sandwich, and I thought I was going to pass out. I was starving, and, well, I didn't have a turkey sandwich. I had a turkey sandwich, chips cookie, and then another turkey sandwich because I was so hungry. But the intention was there. And I eat the turkey sandwich, and I'm talking to my friend, and I go, yeah, I had a turkey sandwich for lunch. And he goes, wow, turkey sandwich. What is it, like your cheat day or something? Excuse me? What did you say? My cheat day? I'll kill you. I will. I am miserable. I am so hungry and miserable that I will take the cellophane from the sandwich and kill you with it, and then I'll eat you. That's what I'm going to do.
Make it a great Wednesday. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on tomorrow's Bombastic Blogcast. Remember, no such thing as spare change, free lunch, or too much horsepower. And you be sure to take some time today just to thank the good Lord that you're an American.
You mean that's it?
See you tomorrow, G-Man.